Gina Walker, the hospitality manager at the Grand Aleutian Hotel, says the Excellence's purser contacted her Friday afternoon asking for rooms for her crew. Almost immediately, they showed up at Walker's front door.
Well, when they arrived, they didn't have anything but the clothing on their back. They weren't able to go back onto the vessel to get personal belongings. A lot of them didn't have money, IDs, so we accommodated them the best we could. We provided them with food, and we provided them with bedding, and, you know, just did what we could to make them more comfortable. So, and they were happy with what we provided.
One of the crew members, an electrician named Leonard Laba, was playing poker in the hotel lobby this afternoon. He says the hotel's just fine for those who are allowed to stay there.
Only bigwigs here at the hotel. We're all Westward and Alyeska. What I hear, the women have better accommodations because there are three people to a room with bathrooms in the rooms. And guys, wherever we stay, we're like bunkhouses where the showers, everything's down the hallway.
Laba and most of the crew are staying at local fish processors. The Excellence's operator, Premier Pacific Seafoods, is paying for their food and lodging there. The crew only came to the Grand Aleutian today to get lunch and meet with their bosses. They were supposed to find out if they'll get advances on their paychecks like they usually do when they're in port, but the meeting was delayed, so some sat and napped in the hotel's oversized chairs while they waited, or talked in a conference room that's been set aside for them. One processor, who declined to give his name, was getting ready to go to the grocery store next to the hotel for the fifth time. He doesn't need anything. He just doesn't know where else to go. None of the crew knows when or if they'll be able to go back to work. Most expect that their company will have to fly them back home to Seattle, but they weren't willing to say that on tape for fear of getting fired. Premier Pacific Seafood says they'll pay to fly the Excellence crew home if it comes to that. But ideally, they want the crew to leave the way they came, on board the Excellence. In Unalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.